Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if we're talking business, we are talking customers or clients. We're talking about how to get new ones, how to prospect. But you know what's really important is retaining our old customers. And in today's world, many business people are using social media, email, and other types of technology. But that only goes so far. You know, often you need to take the next step. You need to make direct contact with your customers or clients. Not forming that personal business relationship, well, that's a mistake. It goes a long way towards retaining the customer or client if you do make the effort to get in contact with them, to talk to them, to have them know who you are. People who know people do much better than people who just use email and have a cold conversation by way of computer. When you have that conversation, when people get to know who you are, you can certainly better serve them better. If there's a problem, they don't hesitate to pick the phone up and call you, to discuss it with you, to find out how you can absolutely solve the problem for them. It's so much better than having them call the competition and losing the business. Listening is another thing that's really important. Listen to what people are saying. What are they saying? It goes a long way to retaining customers, regardless of the industry that you're in. Remember, you're in the people business. People buy from people, not so much from emails, not from going back and forth from social media. Create the atmosphere that your customers and clients feel comfortable calling you. They feel that you take care of them, that you're interested in them, that you just don't want their money, that you really do want to help them. And some of these same comments go for employees. It's the exact same thing. Make sure that you listen, be interested, do your best to solve the problem. If you can't solve the problem, give them a logical reason why you can't solve the problem. It'll go a long way to keeping both customers and employees. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.